Chapter 14. Take these things away.
The next day, Christ entered the temple. 3 years before, he had found people buying and selling in the outer court. He had rebuked them and driven them out. Now, as he came again to the temple, he found the same activity still going on. Cattle, sheep, and birds filled the courtyard. Merchants sold them to those who wished to offer sacrifice for their sins. The merchants charged unfair prices and had other dishonest practices. So great was the noise from the stalls that it seriously disturbed the worshippers within the temple. Christ stood on the steps of the temple. Again, his piercing gaze swept over the courtyard. All eyes turned toward him. The voices of the people and the noise of the cattle hushed. All looked with astonishment and awe upon the Son of God. The divine flashed through the human and gave Jesus a dignity and glory that he had never revealed before. The silence became almost unbearable. At last he said in clear tones and with a power that swayed the people like a mighty tempest, "It is written, my house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." Luke 19:46. With still greater authority than he had shown 3 years before, he commanded, "Take these things away." John 2:16. Once before, the priests and rulers of the temple had fled at the sound of his voice. Afterward, they were ashamed of their fear. They had decided that they would never again flee in this way. Yet they were now more terrified and in greater haste than before to obey his command. They rushed from the temple, driving their cattle ahead of them. Soon the court filled with people who had brought their sick for Jesus to heal. Some were dying. The suffering people felt their great need. They fixed their eyes imploringly upon the face of Christ, fearing to see there the severity that had driven out those who had been buying and selling the sacrificial animals. But they saw in his face only love and tender pity. Jesus kindly received the sick. Disease and suffering fled at the touch of his hand. He tenderly gathered the children in his arms. Soothing their fretful cries, he banished sickness and pain from their little bodies. Then he handed them back, smiling and healthy, to their mothers. What a scene greeted the priests and rulers as they cautiously made their way back to the temple. They heard the voices of men, women, and children praising God. The men saw the sick healed, sight restored to the blind, the deaf received their hearing, and the lame leaped for joy. The children took the lead in the rejoicing. They repeated the hosannas of the day before and waved palm branches before the Savior. The temple echoed and re-echoed with their shouts, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord!" Matthew 21:9. "Behold, your King is coming to you. He is just and having salvation." Zechariah 9:9. The rulers tried to silence the shouts of the happy children, but all were filled with joy and praise for the wonderful works of Jesus. Nothing could silence them. The leaders then turned to the Savior, hoping that he would order everyone to be quiet. They asked him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" Matthew 21:16. Jesus replied, "Yes. Have you never read, 'Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise?'" Verse 16, the haughty rulers of the people had refused the blessed privilege of heralding the birth of Christ and forwarding his work on earth. But someone must sound his praises, and God chose the children to do it. Had the voices of those rejoicing children been silenced, the very pillars of the temple would have cried out in the Savior's praise.